Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Marianne, who says, "Now that I'm in my 60s, my waist is still very defined as an H shape, but when viewed and viewed from the front and the back, my weight seems to have shifted to the front. This causes my dilemma. I want to hide my protruding stomach, but I look hideous in shapes that don't emphasise my weight. What am I to do? I've always found it easy to make and wear well-fitting business wear, party dresses, and evening wear, but I'm struggling to find a stylish wardrobe for my semi-retired lifestyle. I need those exaggerated collars, the large jewelry and oversized bags to look balanced, but the style has a tendency to look overdressed or not the most comfortable to walk around in casual settings. Do you have any specific suggestions?" So with an H shape, when we've got a bit of a tummy, so really this works, you know, for many shapes, but if we think about when we're starting to get a bit of a tummy out the front and we don't want to emphasize it, thinking about the easiest way to do this is to wear a column of color. You can still wear clothes that are fitted through the waist, but when you're wearing a column of color, you're not actually breaking up your waist with a horizontal line, which is broadening and draws attention. So think about wearing a column of color on the inside, and then you can pop a cardigan or something like that, or a jacket over the top to in a different color or style or, you know, fabric or pattern or then any of those sorts of things to add that interest and detail to your outfit. So, and particularly a slightly darker column of color on the middle and slightly lighter on the outside is a really easy and flattering thing to do. So that would be number one tip. Number two would be thinking about almost dressing your H shape more like an H shape. So slightly altering body shapes, because the silhouette is very similar. It's just the difference is with an H shape, you might put horizontal lines around the waist versus with an H shape, we still have this waist defining, but it's keeping it more plain and simple. So we still want the clothes to come in through the waist, but we are not actually, you know, adding horizontal or emphasis to the waist. So looking for clothes that have a kind of that shape built into them is great. And this is why things like jackets and things can be so good. So thinking about, you could look at H shape and start and try some of those H shape, you know, examples and different recommendations for the H shape and see if you can, as long as it still comes in at the waist rather than nothing boxy or big, but that could give you some ideas of what to wear. So they would be two really simple ways I would think about kind of altering and adjusting what you're wearing. So it's just thinking about then to bring that detail and interest up. So this is where scarves and things could be great, and other, you know, it's a little bit less formal, like a cotton scarf is a little less formal than, you know, some glitzy jewelry. But it could even be thinking, if you've got this semi-retired lifestyle, about thinking about changing the materials your jewelry is made from. So rather than, you know, polished cut stones, going for jewelry in, say, like a natural stone like a turquoise. So it's kind of a little bit lumpy and bumpy. It's not so shiny and sparkly, maybe. Or think about, say, wooden beads or resin beads. They're always a more dressed down, more casual look than maybe what you have been wearing. So it's thinking about what is the the material of the jewelry made from as well, if you want a more casual look. But there's no reason why you can't wear your jewelry if you enjoy wearing your jewelry. It's just making it a little bit more casual. So I think there's a couple of little tips. So it's still kind of defining your waist, just not overly defining it in the way you have in your previous life before you got the tummy. So hopefully those tips help you there. The next question comes from Laurie, who says, "I'm having a horrible time finding pants. They fit in the front, but then they wrinkle under my butt. My behind is flat, so I don't know if that is causing the problem. If I go up a size, they'll be too big." And this is absolutely because you have a flatter bottom, Laurie. So the thing is when we have a flat bottom, it's to do, you know, the shape of pants is very hard to fit. And so, you know, they're not making them to fit you, and that's something to be aware of, so don't feel bad about it. And I can tell you, you know, even people with rounded bottoms have trouble finding pants, because often it's just how round they are and is there enough fabric in them. So when you get that wrinkling under your butt, it's actually because there's too much, the rise is not the right shape for you. So the rise is if you kind of turn your pants inside out, you'll see that there is a U-shape seam that goes from the front of your tummy, you know, where the fly goes, right through to the back. And that shape needs to be right for your shape. And so if there's too much fabric in that rise, therefore you'll end up with extra fabric and that will pull under your butt because you have a flatter butt. And I have written a couple of blog posts about pants fit, which I think you should have a look at because they are really helpful to understand why pants fit so bad, but also too when you have got a flatter bottom. So I do recommend going for fabrics that have stretch in them, because it is really the only way you won't get that wrinkling under the butt. And this is the problem with most dress pants, is they don't have stretch and therefore you do get that wrinkling under the butt. I mean, if you actually just, one of the things you can, you know, like experiment with is put on a pair of pants and then stick your bum out as if you have a sway back, and you'll see that that wrinkling disappears. That's just because, you know, that's the pant is made for a bum that sticks out a bit further than yours does. So, and it's very hard to take that fabric out. And the only way you can actually take the fabric out is actually do a seam up the back of the legs, which is kind of an unusual place. But I have actually got a pair of pants that do have a back seam, and they fit better than any other pair of pants I've ever owned, which is interesting. And it's because, you know, you can take that extra fabric out through the middle back of the leg from the bottom down. So that is one of those things to think about if you want to do an alteration. But it is very hard because they're not making fabric. So I generally go, you know, in some ways, this is why I find jeans much easier to wear and to fit. And it's because they're stretch, they're tighter, and therefore you don't get that wrinkling. Dress pants can be very difficult to find. So one of the things to look at, and I have got a blog post about this, and I know I've made a video about pant fit where I show you where if you get your kind of pants and turn them inside out and you put one leg through the other and you'll get this rise seam, it's a U shape. If you get your best fitting pair of pants and do that, and then compare that to your worst fitting pair of pants, we have the most pulling under the bottom of all the extra fabric. What you'll notice is that the rise shape will be, one will be a narrower U and one will be a wider U. And that gives you an idea that if you actually have a look at that, that can give you an idea. If you go, the shape that fits me better is this shape, it's the wider U, then when you're actually out shopping before you even try them on, you can get an idea of how much this fabric is in there. So, and there are different brands, some, you know, cut for a straighter shape and some cut for a curvier shape. And we need to have that because we're all different, but it gives you an understanding. And it is, pants are hard to fit. This is why I wear skirts and dresses or jeans, which are stretchy. I pretty much don't wear any pair of pants anymore that does not have stretch in them, because I just can't get them to fit correctly. It's very, very tricky, unless you're going to have this back seam down the center back of your pant. That is why. So hopefully that helps you understand you're not alone. It's just the way pants are. Pants were made for men with a different body shape to women. We've adapted them to our shape, but really, there are so many difficult fit points in a pair of pants that it is not unusual to find them very, very hard to fit. So who here finds pants hard to fit? Like, you know, give me a, yeah, that's me. If that's you, let me know, because you are not alone, Laurie. So many of us have a difficult time when we are getting our pants to fit. And, you know, like, you need to try on lots and lots and lots of them. Don't expect you walk into a store and the first pair of pants you pick up that you like the look of will actually work. That is very difficult. So, and I'd say look for pants with some elastane, you know, some stretch percentage to them, because it's going to be a little bit easier. But if they're made for a curvier body, you're always going to have, they're making it for someone with a more curvy, you know, behind, you're going to find it more difficult, just because it's, the shape is not made for your shape. And so they've put extra fabric in there for someone with a bottom, and that is why. So there you go. Monica says, I'm average height, eye shaped, with a narrow build and delicate features. As I've grown older, my appearance has become less waifish and more fragile, vulnerable, and inconsequential. What are good ways to convey strength through clothing? Are there particular lines, fabrics, colours, or patterns that convey strength and presence that are appropriate for someone with delicate features? Bold statement pieces seem to overwhelm me. I'm not so much afraid of appearing as mutton dressed as lamb, but retired show poodle dressed as junkyard dog. That's quite funny. I like that expression. So, when we are thinking about how do I look stronger, this is where the concept of yin and yang is so useful to consider. So if you think about it, your appearance is naturally more yin. So to add that strength, we need to add yang elements in. And I do have a blog post all about is how we read different design and aesthetic lines in yin and yang. And so you can have a look at that on the blog. But if, you know, some examples of if sheer is more yin, opaque is more yang. So think about opaque fabrics rather than sheer fabrics. Heavyweight is more yang, lightweight is more yin. Curved lines are more yin, straight lines are more yang. So you can think about adding straight lines. It could be a straight pattern. It could just be a striped, you know, shirt or something. It's a more yang appearance. It doesn't have to be a big bold stripe, but it's still a stripe. Vertical, interestingly, is more yang versus horizontal is more yin. We can think about, you know, kind of the difference between, you know, like, you know, big bold patterns versus small delicate patterns. So small delicate patterns are more yin and big bold ones are more yang. But you could think about, well, a more straight line pattern. So a small check is still more yang than a small floral. If we are thinking about that kind of yin and yang. And I always remember watching the TV show Mad Men. I don't know, many of you may have watched this a few years ago. It was a fantastic show. And I used to love the costumes. And one of the interesting things about the costumes of the female characters was that they really used these concepts to explain kind of the personalities of each of the characters. And Peggy, who was the woman in the man's world, so she became the advertising executive, she was always dressed in like check dresses, so straight dresses, so straight up and down rather than fit and flare. So if you looked at Betty, she was all fit and flare, which was a much more feminine shape. So we think about that's that curved line, the more feminine shape, versus Peggy, who was the woman in the man's world, was always dressed in the straight up and down, the shift dress. The more fitted straight up and down. Her dresses also were like checks and other, you know, much more masculine patterns versus Peggy's were, you know, polka dots and butterflies and, you know, and those sorts of things and florals. So we're thinking about that kind of more yin Betty versus that more yang Peggy. So even though Peggy wasn't a big person, they gave her, you know, the more masculine elements of, you know, clothing in those in that kind of day and age to think about, as far as like that was expressing her. She was a strong woman in a man's world. So you can think about like checks rather than florals, or it could be a higher contrast versus a lower contrast. So a higher contrast is always more yang. You know, cool colors are seen as more yang than warm colors. In many ways, you know, we kind of associate dark. You know, dark is heavy, it's a little bit more foreboding, it's a little bit more yang. It may depend on your colouring about whether you want to go there or not. Even thinking about kind of, you know, the shape of your hairstyle, is it soft and gentle and curly? Is it a little bit more edgy and structured? That also, you know, like, you know, what about your glasses if you wear glasses? All these things come into it. So have a look at my post about yin and yang and think about which design elements appeal to you. So you may not want big and bold and chunky, but you can upscale with many smaller pieces which work with your more delicate features into something larger scale. So instead of thinking like I haven't got one big solid piece, but this ring is made from many smaller pieces. It's still quite a large ring, but because it's made from many smaller pieces, it's a little bit more yin than if it was one solid piece. So you can think about things like that, going, well, could I have some accessories that are made from many smaller pieces rather than one solid piece, particularly if you see a bit of skin through the different smaller pieces, it softens it down a bit, but it still has that emphasis, that boldness. So yeah, they are some ideas for you to go and try out, and you've got to work, you know, try out what works for you and what you like, and to see, you know, how you want to express it. And it's the same as for someone who is the opposite thing, where they have a very yang personality and appearance, and they go, you know, I want to look more approachable and soft, and they need to take yin elements out, you know, of design and put them into their outfits. But you've always got to take the bits that work for you. You don't have to take the whole lot. And in fact, if you just did all yang, you'd find that it would be incongruent with who you are, and we'd kind of feel like it doesn't really work properly. So it's just taking a few of those to to kind of express and give yourself a little bit of strength back if you feel that you're just becoming, you know, you've mentioned it too, inconsequential. And I hate to think that you think that about yourself. But if you feel like you're disappearing a little bit, it's thinking about how do I bring some strength back in. And even things like leather versus suede. Leather is a, you know, is a more yang fabric than suede is. So all those things to consider when you are putting your outfits together. So hopefully that helps. I'll pop some links in here for you to find those blog posts as well, just to make it easier for you. And please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. I've also got lots of stuff about yin and yang in my 7 Steps of Style program. So we go into it in depth in, I think it's a step 4 or 5 or 6, I can't quite remember now, but we go into it in depth to really help you understand everything about that and how you can use this concept to, you know, the best way for you as well. So if you're interested in discovering and defining your style, you know, so you can express who you are from the inside out and build a wardrobe full of clothes that you love to wear, do check that out as well. Because, you know, getting that style education stops you from making so many purchasing decisions that are not great, that end up costing you time, energy, money. And, you know, we have to wear clothes every day. So it's great to get the right information to help you decide what to wear each day as well. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.